The name of my story this morning is Bare Naked. Uncle Floyd and Gator and Barabbas are having breakfast when Francis came down and joined them. Francis doesn't usually eat any meals with them. Francis is Uncle Floyd's younger brother who lives with him. I reckon it's good to see you, Francis. How's your job at the retirement home working on the extraordinary, gargantuan, indefatigable, unruling dishwasher patent pending? Said Francis. He sounded irritated, but then he often does sound irritated. Aren't you usually off to work by now? Questioned Uncle Floyd. Said Francis. After some silence, Gator and Barabbas went back to their conversation because they were talking about family camp at Nwakwa. By the way, in case you've never been there or in case you don't know about it, family camp or any camp at Camp Nwakwa or Camp Kirkenwald is about the best way you can spend 1 week of your summer. And there's brochures out in the track rack by the main doors there at the Porte Cochere. So ask your parents to pick one up, all right? And you can sign up. Some of you I know have been to camp. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I love it when we sing after the meals in the dining hall, said Gator, and hiking to Upper Temple is good exercise. Yes, agreed Barabbas, and I love it when we have Bible study, and then after that's done, we play games with the counselors. The counselors at camp are the best. And swimming every day is fun, and Uncle Floyd agreed. Maybe you could get some time off work, said Gator to Francis. Maybe you could come too. No need, mumbled Francis. What's up? Uncle Floyd questioned again. Francis spent a long time just looking at his bowl of cereal without answering. Does this ever happen to you? Just can't answer the question. You just stare at your food. But finally, he said, I am tired of that stupid, extraordinary, gargantuan, indefatigable, unruly dishwasher patent pending, and I almost quit my job last night. The whole mood in the kitchen changed. This would be a really big deal. It had taken Francis a long time to get that job, and now he wants to quit it? And I don't want to go to Nwakwa either, he said in a voice louder than necessary. I hate the stupid showers. Everyone looked at Francis. So he explained further, you have to be bare naked in there. Of course you have to be bare naked to take a shower, laughed Gator. Francis glared at Gator, and Uncle Floyd gave him a disapproving look. Yeah. I reckon you could walk to the shower house early with me in the morning when hardly anybody else is there, said Uncle Floyd. Most people do not like to be naked in front of other people. That's normal. And we can shower with our backs to each other. Does that sound like a good plan, Francis? Francis kind of shrugged, but it seemed like a good sign. Yeah. You know, when we were born, we were born bare naked, and God did a good job of creating our bodies, and that's one reason it is important to keep our bodies in good shape by eating a healthy diet, by brushing our teeth, by showering, by pooping, and exercise every day for the rest of your life. The end.